T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
The plot of the movie almost always goes like this.
Okay.
An asteroid is discovered and it's on a path to collide with the Earth.
Yeah, right.
And there's always like a 1% chance they can stop it, right?
Yeah,
and
yeah.
But the government doesn't want to, but our hero does.
Yeah.
And so he finds a way to get them to do it. But somehow it works out despite 1% and he saves the world.
Yeah, I've seen that movie.
Yeah, like 4 or 5 times, I
yes.
think. So wait a minute, but that's how it is, you know. Basically, that's going on right now with NASA. Yesterday, the collision was made, the DART mission. And so what they were trying to do is to see, they pick out an asteroid, they pick out a moon rock, basically, not a rock, but, you know, floating rock, whatever, in space, to see if they could change its trajectory.
Right.
That was the question. I mean, it would have been cool if they could have just blown it to bits. We're not quite there yet.
No.
But,
I'm not sure we want to be there. That would require a tremendous
amount of energy.
Yeah.
Yeah. But you know what? All we need to do is really shift it a few degrees,
exactly.
Honestly, because
exactly.
when you're that, if you can do it that far out, that is going to
exactly.
make a massive, massive difference. You don't
that's
actually it. Have to move it too much
right.
off its trajectory. Kind of a cool thing if you can spot it early enough.
Exactly.
Right?
Very good. You've got this nailed.
I know. Well, I wasn't a victim of Common Core math
right.
in physics,
that's
though,
right, yeah.
so that helps me every day.
Yeah.
But anyway, so we launched. I mean, some of the details here just blow me away, that the technology that we have.
Mm-hmm.
this was a spacecraft that was the size of a vending machine. They slammed it head on into a football stadium sized asteroid called Dimorphos.
I wish they'd taken our vending machine downstairs and done that with it.
Oh, I know. I would have watched live so I could cheer.
Because exactly.
I don't know what other use that thing has
I'm
down there.
You.
It collects money, but it doesn't vend.
Yeah. But anyway.
Yeah. All right. So anyway, they hit it at a speed of 14,000 miles per hour.
Mm-hmm.
With the goal, per hour, yes, with the goal of altering its orbit forever. And what's really cool is that we're able to achieve a speed of 14,000 miles per hour in space, given how far away this thing yeah. actually was.
Because mm-hmm.
it's like 6 million miles out.
Right.
So, I mean, to me, that's just mind-boggling.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, we launched the vending machine sized spacecraft like last year, okay? That's how long it's been traveling on this mission. So just to hit it was a feat. I mean, can you imagine going
just to get close?
Yeah.
I mean, something is millions of miles away that and you're targeting where you think it's going to be a year ahead of time.
Yeah. So don't try that on Common Core math. It's not going to work out for you. But anyway, they weren't using Common Core math, so it worked.
Yeah.
It's a $325 million mission.
That's a bargain.
$325 that's what I think.
Million?
I mean,
dollars?
Yeah,
good
that's
grief.
Not.
The state of South Carolina could have done that. Heck, our company, Odyssey, could have done that. With I mean,
yeah, I know.
$325 million, that's just, you know, wow.
It's cool. I mean, can you imagine knowing this would be possible back when we first landed on the moon? Like, it's incredible. But
yeah.
anyway, here's the thing, what we don't know right now, okay? Well, so it was a hit. That part was a success. So they're declaring
right.
it a success, but I take issue with that part. We don't know.
Yeah.
Because they're going to have to watch it
right.
For the next couple of months to see, okay, like, what percentage, you know, were we able to knock
yeah,
it
I
off
mean,
its
what
course.
What they've got to do is compare the theoretical track it was going to take
yeah.
with the track that it's taking now and see if there's a difference. And if there was, and as you said, doing it millions of miles out, that's all it's going to take. Just a, you know, a fraction of degree millions of miles away will be a huge amount by the time it gets within our orbit. So,
yes.
This is fascinating. And it's I know this sounds like, you know, it's not that big a deal, but it's a huge deal.
Oh, it is.
I mean, good grief. Just trying to take a weapon and point it at a target 30 feet away and hit a bullseye is an accomplishment.
Yeah.
And, you know, we're sitting here on a moving object, the Earth, sending this object a year ahead of time to put it where we think another object, which is much smaller than Earth, is going to be, and then be able to hit it with a vending machine size thing, which we wish was the vending machine downstairs. But anyway.
Right. Yeah, we're willing to donate that thing. They can come get it anytime they want. So, you know, for the cause.
Well, not that since we're on the PhD weight loss program, we're not, Tara, we're not actually
using
getting anything from that.
The
we just
want to
make sure that we're perfectly clear there. Yeah.
Yeah. But I still harbor deep feelings
exactly.
of resentment
yes.
and rage.
Yes, from past experiences.
The vending machine. Yeah. Yes. So, I mean, it's still there, but you know, I'm getting through it in therapy. Anyway, so just kidding. Meanwhile, just to put on another subject, this whole thing in perspective, this FBI raid on this poor father of seven,
this is,
it's horrible. Okay, so the story that the Department of Justice is telling is a lie, no surprise there, that he allegedly violated, there's a federal act that you can't interfere with somebody going in to get an abortion physically,
yeah.
right? So the way that the press release, the Department of Injustice and the FBI put out, and that's why we call them the FBI. It makes it sound like he just interfered with somebody, you know, going in and this is terribly shoving people. Well, now we have video. That's not what happened. He and his son were praying in front of the abortion clinic, and there was a pro-choice protester out there to counter people like them. And that person got in his son's space, got in his son's face, was saying obscene things. And the dad says to him, tells him, you know, stop it, stop doing this. He finally decides to remove his son from the situation. They leave the clinic. They walk away from the clinic. Because he's like, I got to get this guy away from my son. He's
right.
saying profane yeah. things, profane things. Yeah. He's so close to my son's face, the spittle is hitting him when he yeah. screams, right? So you can see it on video. They walk away from the Planned Parenthood, the exact opposite of what federal law forbids, right? Which is interfering with a woman
right.
trying to get an abortion. She's trying to go in there to get one, right? This is why the prosecutor in Philly did not prosecute this. And the father didn't, you know, beat him up or kick him or assault him. He pushed him out of his son's way after telling him repeatedly and removing himself from the situation. That kind of wasn't mentioned
yeah.
in the press release.
Right.
Justifying the, get this, 25-man raid. FBI raid. They come in at dawn, right? And people don't understand this. Chris Schwecker explained it. He's a former assistant director of the FBI, who I know very well. I know Chris well because he was the special agent in charge in Charlotte. And I went through his FBI academy when I was there. And Chris Schwecker, who's a pretty milquetoast kind of guy, usually will defend the Bureau, couldn't do it. And he was saying, listen, the only time we do a raid like this, we go in, guns drawn, 25 agents, element of surprise, is when we're dealing with like a terrorist, a drug dealer, somebody that we believe will flee or will fight back. I mean, in other words, the worst of the worst. Dangerous people, people who are violent. We don't do this on abortion, pro-life protesters with no history of violence. And listen, the supposed victim here, he couldn't even get a civil suit through Philly court. That was thrown out, too. That's how outrageous this is. And so, you know, we're having this now with the FBI, and you have to ask, who is next? And I think this is part of the Biden administration, the FBI playing the part and the role, as they often do at this time, going into the midterms of, you know, political theater, helping the Democrats make a point. And Joe Biden wanted to make the point that these white supremacists are out there trying to, you know, keep women, these terrorist white supremacists trying to keep women from getting abortions to get voters to the polls, get the Democrats to the polls. They couldn't find any. So they had to create one. And that's what they're doing, despite the fact that that the local courts wouldn't dismiss this. So as we get more details of it, it's crazy.
It's just so insidious that we're involving federal law enforcement into something that you couldn't even get a ticket for. And this is a complete misuse of a federal agency.
25 agents.
It is absolute idiocy. I mean,
yeah.
It's like trying to use an M1 Abrams tank to crack a nut.
Meanwhile, we have the Chinese buying up farmland.
Oh, yeah, I know.
John Boyd who is the head of the Black Farmers Association, is extremely upset about this. He said farmers are losing their farms because the Chinese and Bill Gates are bidding so much money per acre, it's raising their property taxes because it raises their values. That is how much of this land that the Chinese are buying up. And he says Joe Biden promised him a meeting after he was elected, and he won't meet with him.
Yep. Cue up Blood on the Scarecrow from John Mellencamp, because that's exactly what's going on.
Yeah, except it's the Chinese Communist government buying. This is food, Lee. It's not just land, it's food.
I have to ask, how many countries would allow Americans, U.S. citizens, to buy up farmland anywhere near a government facility in their country? I dare say that there's probably already laws against that. Quite honestly, there's laws against it here, but they just seem to be ignored. But there's nothing that should prevent us from stopping foreign entities from purchasing property here.
Again, the big guy and his son, we know for a fact, took millions from the Communist Chinese Party via the businesses they set up with Hunter. And I pointed this out to you. There is not yet a case of anything that hurts America and benefits the Chinese in which Joe Biden did not side with the Chinese. There's nothing. You can't find one. And this is another one. And this is what happens when your president is owned and the FBI and, quite frankly, the CIA, because they also would have jurisdiction here, is utterly uninterested. So what happens? What'd you get?
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
I can remember reading 1984, read it twice in school, first time in the eighth grade, second time in high school. They really wanted you to read that thing. It was very important. It was almost as if back then they wanted you to be on the lookout for people like the people in 1984 to make sure we'd never lived in a society like that. How many times did you read it for school? Again, for me, it was twice. Mandatory. You had to write papers on it. Boy, they wanted you to get that down. I can remember being in the eighth grade, how bizarre that book seemed, and really, quite frankly, how unreal. It seemed very like a dystopian, weird world. You couldn't relate to it. Can you relate to it now? We are in this bizarre phase. We've never seen this before. Keeping it to do a Battleground podcast on it. We've never seen this before. We have never been in a recession in which our elites initially admit the recession. Then admit that, okay, the federal government has announced that the numbers aren't as bad as it initially looked. I don't actually believe that. I think they're lying, but whatever. That's what the federal government says. But still in a recession. And then transition to, we're not in a recession. Us? No, wait, no, wait. What's a recession again? 2 quarters of negative growth? Yeah, we just had that. No, we're not in a recession. And then the bizarre, and I do mean bizarre, bizarre spectacle of CNN business, CNBC, to some extent Fox business, parading CEOs, hedge fund guys, I mean, you know, the respected big names they always interview, on television to deny the reality of the recession we are in. Well, we might have a recession. No, idiot. How are you running a company? We're in a recession. Well, we could have one next year. No, we have one now. And it shows you the infiltration, the reach of the Democrat Party, i.e. Big Brother, into these organizations. You can actually get a CEO to beclown himself by going on national television in the middle of a recession. All he has to do is call down to his accounts. They'll tell him. Now we're in a recession, bud. You should know that. You're the CEO. They have gotten these CEOs, hedge fund managers, to beclown themselves on national television. What? No, we're not, but we could be in a recession. No, buddy, we're in a recession. And so the pretend rolls on. The pretend rolls on. And it shows you, to me, it shows you the depth and the breadth of the infiltration of every single institution in this country by the Democrats. It's not just government. You can make a CEO do that. I mean, look, if he doesn't want to be clown himself, he could just stay home instead of denying the recession on national television. And yet they do. What kind of power? How do you call up a corporation and get a CEO to do that? Because remember how it was in the beginning. The progression was fascinating. At first, you remember, and it was bizarre. As soon as the recession was announced, because we're in one, Joe Biden and his appointees, Yellen, Powell, handful of people, came out and said, no, we're not in a recession. And CNN laughed. They laughed at them. Okay? Even MSNBC laughed. I played you the audio. I'm not going to play it again, but I will. I mean, they laughed for days. And now they're repeating the line. I bet 2 months later. How do you get people to do that? What force do you have? But they did. You cannot say we're in a recession. You can't say we are in bad economic times. You can't say any of it. So you have to watch what they do to try to extract the truth. It is like 1984. One other sign, here we go. Headline, UK Daily Mail, the Wall Street cull begins. Goldman Sachs, you invest with them? Huh, told you not to. Goldman Sachs fires bankers at all levels. As bank is expected to record a more than, are you ready? Might want to sit down. 40% drop in earnings this year. Ooh, that hurts. 40% drop. Goldman Sachs, really? Well, how's it? I mean, we're not in a recession, right? I thought we're not in a recession. How does that? Wow, FedEx is down 50%. Aren't they the beating heart of the supply chain? Weird. It's all real weird. Unless you live in reality. The reality we live in, where we're having a recession, that reality. And it's about to get much, much worse. And they're beginning to admit this around the edges, okay? And let me tell you why they're doing this. Because they want to be right, and they want to say they were right. Oh, I saw it coming all along, Martha. No, you were on television telling us there was no recession. No, I said, no, I did that one time. I said, yeah, I know. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And just the bizarre way this is being reported. I mean, have you ever seen the like of this? I wouldn't have thought you could paper over a recession by just simply denying its existence, but you can. Listen to this, okay? Now, this is old news, and I apologize for that. I mean, for regular people, it's not. It's dated September 26th. Now, but for the rest of you who've been listening to this show, I mean, you knew this months ago. As your humble host kicks the rear end of CNN Business, not a hard thing to do. Headline on the CNN Business article, forget a soft landing. The market's best hope is a growth recession. So they're still denying the recession. Listen to this. Investors are waking up to the harsh reality of just how much pain the economy may have to endure as the Federal Reserve continues to fight against stubbornly high inflation. Are you kidding me? They created it by printing it at a record-breaking level. And now childlike awe has ensued. Wow. Well, there are hope for fighting. They printed the money that caused it. They did it for Joe and the Democrats so they could loot the Treasury. Folks, do you remember what month I told you they were looting the Treasury? You remember what month that was? I'll tell you. It was February 2021. We welcome CNN to reality, though. We've been living here for quite a while. The Fed darkened its tone at last week's policy meeting, warning of serious economic hardship ahead. I've been telling you this for months. And markets finally took the central bank at its word. Folks, you know what is so crazy? Big Brother style, a lot of these big hedge funds, the Wall Street types, these are supposed to be smart people, right? Like, these are people who have degrees you and I'll never have. They're like top 3% at Yale, top 3% at Harvard, which means they know nothing, right? Like, you, if you were in your truck and you own a plumbing business, you're going to work this morning, you own a heating and air business, you are smarter than these guys, and the country would be better off if you were running it, because you live in reality. You can distinguish reality from delusion. They cannot. They actually believed this reporting rather than the numbers in their own reports. And folks, the capture by the Democrat Party of these institutions is so absolute. They have been investing according to the lie, not according to the numbers anybody could see if they just read their own report. Read the Federal Reserve Regional Report. Just read something. Read Breitbart.com. That's where I get my information. Written by some guy in his pajamas, his mom's basement, because they don't pay anything to write for Breitbart.com. They don't. Find that guy. There's three guys that do those reports. They just write up what the regional Fed said. Find that guy and put him in charge of the Treasury. Find that guy, the Breitbart pajama boy, and put him in charge of the Federal Reserve. We'll be so much better off. Because those people live in reality. And the people on Wall Street, folks, Goldman Sachs down 40%. Why? Because they were pretending. And they had their investors pretend. And they robbed them blind. Because you can't say anymore. You can't speak the truth anymore. And now we're investing according to the Big Brother style lie. But math doesn't change, folks. Math is a hard, cold thing. And it'll force you to embrace reality. So CNN is preparing you. They're preparing you for the really bad news that's coming. You want to know the date you're going to get it? I'll tell you. No. You're going to watch this. You're going to see this. This news is coming out November 9th, 10th, and 11th. It will suddenly be discovered in the days after the midterm that, oh my gosh, things are so much worse than we knew. They're going to tell you the truth, and they're preparing you for that. It's going to be shocking. Not to you. You'll get real news. But to everybody else, including the morons with the Yale and Harvard degrees in all these investment houses. They're all getting fired. That's a good thing.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Okay, simple question. Not a hard question. Should people feel safe? Are cities safe? Particularly big blue cities. Are they safe, right? Should be a pretty easy question. But it's not. Not for the Biden administration. It's a very, very hard question. And Cringe John Pierre, the spokesperson for Joe Biden, didn't handle it well when Peter Ducey lobbed the only real question at her that she had at the press conference. Everybody else was denying reality that day. So Peter Ducey, Fox News, asks her, well, you know, are cities unsafe? And he was referring to a New York Times article that admitted a staggering 20% increase across the country in violent crime. And get this, the first half of this year. It's in major cities. They're all blue. First half of this year, 20%. Now, that's on top of the record that we saw from the year of the Summer of Love, which remember was 2020, 30 percentage point increase in homicides. That is staggering. It's never been done before in U.S. crime, the annals of U.S. crime. I mean, that is a record, okay? And Democrats achieved that in a single year. Like, if you had set out to try to achieve that, like to try to come up with a plan, like, hey, I'm going to raise homicides by 30 percentage points. I'm going to have 30 percentage points more dead bodies at the end of this year. Like, if I had set out to get other people to kill that much, it would be a daunting task, but the Democrats achieved it, okay? That was almost 2 years ago now. And so these crime increases are on top of those crime increases. Basically, it's a bloodbath. And the New York Times admitted this, which is kind of weird. So Ducey asks cringe Jean-Pierre about it. A simple question. Are cities safe? Are major cities safe? She cannot answer. So she's doing the blowing in the wind thing. Well, we're all just dust in the wind. No one can really know anyway. Oh, but we can. We have crime statistics.
Does President Biden think America's big cities are safe?
It is not a yes or no question.
Jen Psaki says that crime is a huge vulnerability for Democrats. Why would she say that?
I can't do electoral politics from here, as you know.
Can't even answer the question, are big cities safe? We cannot know a thing like that. Folks, have you paid attention to this guy, this Lurch guy they're running in Pennsylvania? And he literally looks like Frankenstein off the table. Like they could use him in a movie. And this guy is so pro-murderer. He wants them released from prison. He wants their records wiped. That he has hired two murderers who have killed people to work on his campaign as a symbol of what we should all do. They're unrepentant, by the way, just like John Fetterman. Okay, so here's Fetterman explaining. He wants to release a third of lifers. Okay, to get life in prison, you got to kill somebody in Pennsylvania. It's about the only way you can get it. Either that or you commit such a long string of crime that all of your, you know, your sentences rack up. But you got to be pretty violent to do that too, right? He wants them just let out. Listen to that. This is what the Democrats are. This guy is a lunatic.
We could reduce our prison population by a third and not make anyone less safe. If we could reduce our prison population, we could return these individuals back to their families, back to their communities, and everyone is safer or better off, and the outcomes are more just. Why wouldn't we want to do that?
You need to up your meds, buddy. So he's referring specifically there. That's John Fetterman, who looks like Lurch. He's running for the Senate in Pennsylvania. And shame on us as a Republican Party if we can't beat him, even if we have to do it with Oz, who may also arguably be a Democrat. But we'll get to that later. But he's at least not crazy like Fetterman. Fetterman is asked about lifers. Okay, he's not talking about letting a third of the prison population out. Just, you know, hey, guy got caught with a dime bag of pot. There aren't many of those in prison, by the way. Most of those people are dealing pot and bricks. But, you know, so we're talking about lifers, okay, specifically lifers. You got to commit a serious crime. Most of the time it's killing someone to get that. And he's like, yeah, just let them out. We're going to wipe their records and everybody will be safer. Dude, everyone will be safer with the murderers out of prison? Yeah, man. You got to get a hoodie like mine. Okay. This is the part which is not enough to release the murderers and to heck with their victims. No, we have to wipe their records. And listen to the terminology he uses here. Catch a charge, like a cold. Like you and I, like we are totally innocent when we catch a cold, right? Like we're walking around, bam, cold hits you. Not your fault, right? You caught a cold. That's how he describes catching a murderer. No, you don't just catch that. You kill somebody, sir.
If you had a magic wand and you could wave it and fix one thing, what would it be?
Life without parole in Pennsylvania.
Wow.
We could save billions in revenue long term. We could save thousands of lives and not make anyone less safe. And also expunge as many permanent records of people that have been living their best lives and have been paying well beyond when they should have for a charge that they caught, you know, 10, 15, 20 years ago.
Yes, because that happens. Like, you know, one day you're just walking around the parking lot, minding your business, then you just catch a murder charge out of nowhere. It's a terrible thing. Oh, no, wait. You have to kill somebody for that. Texture is, hey, Terry, looks like Uncle Fester. Oh, you know, dead ringer. It's even better than Frankenstein's, right? Texter writes here, if you want to reduce the population of prisoners, especially those that are in for life or death row, just implement the death penalty. I know. Seems so simple. I don't know why it's hard. Texter writes, Fetterman looks like Gru from Despicable Me. His physique is like, what? A waffle ice cream cone, skinny on top, large. Well, I don't know, but he's nuts. Texter writes, new collision in the left lane of 85 South near mile marker 59. Thank you for the update. And finally, Texter writes, I blame geek culture for this. They sit around and have these damn conventions and don't want to face reality of anything. And then they sit back and think that the politicians are all sunshine and rainbows so they can act out their medieval fantasies. Keep in mind, this is the same guy who wants to disarm you, who wants to let the murderers out of the prison. Just so we're clear on what they actually believe.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Do you ever make a mistake you regret? That can really sting, can't it? There's so many things in life we got to do over, but so many we don't. I'm amazed Greenville County Schools right now. Do you realize that in some circumstances, some teachers let kids just take the test over if they fail? Or if they're not happy with the grade they've got? Now, I'm going to admit my kids have done it. I mean, they've taken advantage of it. I'm just shocked by it. Like, they had no thing like that when I was a kid. What, take it over again? Are you kidding me? Yeah, well, the average American makes 4 major wrong decisions in their life that they regret. Don't get a do-over on some of it. But you do at Greenville County Schools. It's odd.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with autopay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without autopay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back. Basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.